Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Greg Ebeling, superintendent of the Pella School District, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the items that were on the school board meeting last night. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thanks, Evan.
And launching right into the calendar, initially you guys requested from the state to be able to do an innovative calendar.
Right.
But the proposition that's on the table now technically isn't an innovative calendar. Can you tell me a little bit more about why things ended up that way?
Right. We had, a process where we were looking to increase the amount of time we have for teachers to do professional development. And professional development is really key to making improvements in the classroom and having teachers improve their skills. And so it takes 50 to 80 hours of focused time to implement one thing for improvements. And if you think about 50 to 80 hours, with our current schedule, we have about 20 hours in one full year. So you're talking anywhere from 3 to 4 years to fully implement an improvement in the classroom for the teachers. And so we needed to improve that and narrow down the time it would take to make a full implementation. So we went down this road of the idea of an innovative calendar. And an innovative calendar was to swap out some student days for some professional development time for teachers. So we looked at that and some different possibilities and actually had our community group, which is our board advisory committee, look at those options. We also had our teachers look at those options. And what came out of that was to create more of a consistent schedule where we would know predictable each week kind of what professional development time would be used. And so the recommendation is actually, and what was approved by the school board, was to have an early out or late start each week. I think we're leaning towards late starts. We've used them this year. It's provided kind of a structured time for the teachers right at the beginning of the school day. And so it would have about 32 late starts, basically one each week. It would be on the same day of the week. We haven't decided which day that's going to be yet, but it would be consistent all the way through. And then there would be a couple other full days of professional development time. And then we'd also have some half days here and there. But for the most part, the hours would increase from 20 hours of professional development for teachers to 68 hours. And that's a significant improvement. And we just need to be able to have a way to implement things at a much more rapid pace than I think what we have in the past. So it's not technically innovative because it still has 180 student contact days. Actually, two of those days are parent-teacher conferences with another 178 days where kids are actually in school. So that's not as innovative as what we originally had thought, but at the same time, it provides the hours we need.
It seemed that there was an inclination to go for Fridays at this point, but obviously nothing is set in stone yet. I remember you mentioned last time we talked that late starts were advantageous because you don't have to deal with the logistical element of students and getting them out of the school like you do with an early release, which you said before eats up a lot of time. I mean, has there been parent feedback preference either way at this point?
You really have parents on both sides of that fence. Some prefer the late starts, some prefer early releases, and it just kind of depends on what their personal situation is with their kids, if they need daycare, if they don't need daycare, if their kids are old enough. If they can drive to school, obviously different grade levels are different. But and we've actually heard people from both sides. Some people really like the late starts. Some people would rather have the late starts be early releases. We do get a more focused time with our teachers going with late starts because they come to school immediate in the morning. They're not having to worry about their full class and having the kind of the issues that happen with that, and then they start their teaching a little bit later. So proposal that was approved last night really has 90-minute late starts. This year we're 2-hour late starts when we do that, so it would back a half hour. It would be a little bit different than this year, but having that consistent schedule. And I think right now we are thinking about possibly Friday as being that day, but there's still some work to do to figure out if that really makes the most sense because of some of our things that we do with preschool and pre-kindergarten and what days of the week those things hit, as well as kind of our schedule of all our special teachers that like music, art, and PE. Some of those things, those schedules would work better with a Friday late start. So those are questions that we got to figure out. There's a lot of scheduling issues around this that have to be worked out. But right now we've got the skeleton, and then we kind of start working on those details.
Well, I'd like to thank you once again for coming on Let's Talk Pella with us. I know people love to hear from you about what's going on at Pella Schools.
All right, thanks, Evan.
Once again, that was Greg Ebling, superintendent of the Pella School District. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.